跟大家一起来学习。
This morning, I would like to use the topic Jesus's light to share with you as an encouragement.
我们在寻找神大概有两种原因。
There are two reasons why we come to search God.
一个是 I have to, 就是说 我需要来找神。
The first one is I have to because I have the need.
为什么？因为我已经没路可走了。
Because I have nowhere else to go.
第二个原因就是 I want to, 就是我很喜欢来找他。
The second reason is that I want to because I like it.
因为神确实是美好的。
Because God is good.
那这两个原因我们先来看诗篇一百零七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 107.
诗篇一百零七篇。
Psalm 107.
第六节。
Verse 6. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.And he delivered them out of their distresses.
这个地方说他们在苦难中哀求神。
Here it says that the people cry out to God in their trouble.
然后神将他们从祸患中搭救他们。
And then God delivered them out of their distresses.
为什么？
Why?
因为第四节说他们在旷野漂流找不到可住的地方。
Because in verse 4 it says they wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way and they found no city to dwell in.
人生好像旷野飘来飘去。
Our life is just like living in the wilderness.
那第五节。
Verse 5.
又饥又渴心里发昏。
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them.
所以人生虽然很忙但是找不到真正的满足。
And even though we're so busy in our lives, but we may not be able to find true satisfaction.
那到最后我们就想我应该来找一个真正可以满足我的，那就是神。
At the end of our road, we think to ourselves that we should come and search for God so we can find satisfaction.
那我们再看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
请读。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
这个说他们在苦难中求告神。
Here is that they cry out to God in their trouble.
于是神拯救他们。
So that God saved them out of their distresses.
也就是说另外一个情况他没路可走了所以来找神。
So here they have no other way but to look for God's help.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons.
这里说被困苦可铁链锁住。
Here it says that people were bound in affliction and irons.
这个捆锁有很多不同的方式。
There are different ways to be bound.
坏的习惯，坏的个性。
We might be bound by our bad habits or bad character.
甚至是疾病。
Or sicknesses.
都没有办法解脱。
And we're unable to be relieved of the bound.
我们把这些世界上方法用尽了。
And we have already seek every method and ways to be relieved.
到最后我们就只有回来找神。
But we found no other way, so we come back to God.
那神就会拯救我们。
And God will save us.
那再看十九节。
Let's read verse 19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
这个十九节又说他们在苦难中来哀求神。
Here again it says they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
那神就拯救他们。
And God saved them out of their distresses.
那现在又是什么情况呢？
So now what is the situation?
十七节。
Verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted.
我们有犯罪的自由。
We have the freedom to sin.
但是每一个罪后面都有负面的结果。
But every sin we commit will have a consequence.
所以犯罪的时候很快乐，但是这个结果出现的时候很痛苦。
So when we sin against God, we might feel very good at the moment, but after that, we have to suffer the consequences.
所以在十七节说，愚人因为自己的过犯、自己的罪孽很苦。
In verse 17, it says, the fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, were afflicted in sufferings.
我们去找朋友投诉，去找专家来辅导。
We may go to our friends or the experts for counseling.
那最根本的原因是因为我们有罪在里面。
But then the reason, the source of our affliction is because of our sins. We live in sins.
所以问题没有办法解决。
That's why we can't solve our problems.
所以到最后我们就回来找神。
And at the end, we would come back to look for God.
认罪悔改。
We would repent and ask Him for forgiveness.
那神就赦免我们的罪。
Then He will forgive our sins.
我们再看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28. 请。Verse 28. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses.
第四次，他们在苦难中寻求神。
This is the fourth time that they cry out to the Lord in their trouble.
为什么？
Why?
再看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble.
二十七节。
Verse 27. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man.And are at their wit's end.
我们可能有一些人坐过这个游轮，游轮那个叫什么 cruise 啊？
Some of us have been on a cruise before.
要上游轮的时候很高兴，哇，放了假，可以到处去看看。
And we're so happy when we embark the cruise.
但是上游轮最怕的是什么
？But what is something that we fear most when we go on a cruise？
最怕遇到风浪。
We would be most afraid of the storm.
如果你十二天的 cruise 遇到大风大浪，这个十二天等于是花钱去买痛苦。
If you have 12 days of cruise and all 12 days you're met with storm, then you have bought 12 days of suffering.
那人生好像在海中行船。
And our life is just like sailing in the ocean.
常常有没有办法预测的风浪。
There are many storms that we did not expect.
不是我们能控制的。
They are not something we can control.
那摇摇摆摆，到最后真的是很痛苦。
And when we are struck by the storm and we are strike to and fro, it is very suffering.
那到最后做什么
？So at the end, what do we do?
苦难中呼求神。
We would cry out to God in our trouble.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
说这样的。
He calms the storm so that its waves are still.
那不论什么苦难，神都能够让它平静。
It doesn't matter what type of trouble we meet, God can calm the storm.
所以为什么人会寻求神
？Why is it that people would come to search God？
因为我们遇到很多情况你不得不来找神了，没有神没路可走。
Because we have encountered a lot of situations where we have no other ways but to search for God.
当然这样是很好让我们来寻求神。
Even though it is good that we come to search God.
但是这样的信仰常常会有一个危险。
But this type of faith may face a kind of danger.
如果那个痛苦，那个让我来寻求神的原因解除了。
And if our sufferings, our trouble, the reason that we come to search God is gone.
我们真的还会来找神吗
？Would we still come to search for God?
这是一个很大的问号。
That is a big question.
每个人要回答。
We all have to answer that question.
那另外一个原因就是我很想来寻求神。
Another reason that we come to search God is because we like to.
因为我知道在神里面有很多的好处。
Because we know that in God there's a lot of goodness.
那我们现在看。主耶稣讲的话。
Let's read some of the words that Jesus Christ has said.
约翰福音第八章。
To the book of John, verse chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰第八章的十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life."
这个地方主耶稣宣告。
Here Jesus Christ proclaimed.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
所以我们有信徒在见证刚刚来慕道的时候，一看到主耶稣讲的话，非常反感。
A lot of people who have first come to the church, when they first heard the word, they were repulsive.
怎么有一个人这么大胆？我是世界的光。
How come someone can claim that I am the light of the world?
这句话如果不是真理，就是谎言。
If this phrase is not the truth, then it is a lie.
那如果这句话是谎言
，If this phrase is a lie,
全世界都被骗了。
Then the whole world has been deceived.
骗了两千年。
Have been deceived for 2,000 years.
这有可能吗
？Is that possible?
那如果这句话是真理
But if this phrase is the truth,
那这就是我们的福音了。
Then this is the gospel.
耶稣是世界的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
跟从我，跟从主耶稣，就不在黑暗里面走。
He who follows him shall not walk in darkness.
所以有耶稣就在光里，没有耶稣就在暗里。
If you have Jesus, then you're walking in the light. Otherwise, you're in darkness.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我没有信耶稣，不是每天活得很好吗？
When we believe in Jesus, we always want to.
没有信耶稣，不是每天活得很好。
If I don't believe in Jesus, I still live very well.
这个地方说要得着生命的光。
But here it says that to receive the light of life.
从圣经来讲，生命就是一种光。
In the Bible, life is a type of light.
所以圣经说我们人在世界好像日影拖长。你看那个太阳下山，那个影子越拖越长。
And our life is like the shadow that is growing longer.
那接下去就沉下去，就一片黑暗。
And at the end, at twilight, then we are shadows would drown.
所以我们人一生到最后就归回黑暗。
And that's why at the end of our life, we will return back to darkness.
死亡就来到。
Death comes upon us.
这个是事实。
That is a fact.
每一个人都要面对的事实。
That's something everyone has to face.
所以人的一生，有时候我们如果往前看。
So if we look forward to a man's life.
在年轻的时候，哇，前途无量，非常光明。
When we were young, we look forward, we could see that we have a good future waiting for us.
但是我每一次去拜访医院里面生病的人。
But every time when we go to the hospital to visit some patients.
或者每一次去参加丧礼。
Or every time when we attend a funeral.
我们就看到，在我很光明的前途里面，就是有一个很小的黑点。
We could see that there's always a speck of darkness in my bright future.
那个黑点，我们觉得说离开我很远，因为我才二十岁，我才三十岁。
We might think that that speck of darkness is very far away from us because we're still young.
但是有一天呢，这个黑点忽然间变成很大。
But one day that speck of darkness may become very big.
我们说有时候例行健康检查一诊断，哇，你有癌症。
When we go to our physical exam, we are told that we are contracted with cancer.
忽然这个黑点是真的，而且已经在面前了。
Then you know that the speck of darkness is real and it is right in front of you.
我们就开始在审查。
Then we start to examine our life.
如果进到黑暗里面，我还有什么？
If we enter into this darkness, what else do we have left?
那有时候我们人是渐渐的，你看那黑点，二十岁的时候一点点根本好像不存在。
And then we notice that the speck of darkness may not exist when we're young.
那年纪越大，那个黑点越来越大。
But as we grow older, the speck of darkness is growing bigger.
好像进入隧道里面。
Just like it enters into a tunnel.
你开半个钟头、一个钟头还没有看到光，那就很可怕了。
If you drive in the tunnel after 1 or 2 hours, you still don't see the light at the end, then it feels very fearful.
没有光就是没有希望。
When there's no light, there is no hope.
没有光就是没有出路。
When there's no light, then there is no way out.
那是可怕的。
That is frightening.
所以当每一个人都要面对这个事实。
But everyone needs to face this fact.
但是当我们面对这个黑暗来到。
When we face this darkness.
到底我要怎么办呢？
What should we do?
忽然间我们就看到了光。
Suddenly, we see this light.
耶稣说，我就是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
你如果跟从我，
He who follows me
就要得着生命的光。
Will receive the light of life.
所以当我们认识了主耶稣，
After we come to know Jesus Christ,
我们永远不想要失去他。
We don't want to lose him forever.
因为失去他就失去了光。
Because losing him means losing light.
失去他就回到黑暗里面。
Losing him means to return back to darkness.
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
十三节、十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
十三至四，第四章 ，chapter four，yes， 请读。
Verse 13, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. 14, and it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
15 and 16.
The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
这个地方，主耶稣开始出来传道了。主耶稣开始出来传道了。
Here, Jesus Christ just came out to preach the gospel.
然后他就圣经就引用以赛亚书的预言。
And the Bible uses the prophecy of Isaiah.
以赛亚书是主耶稣出生前大约八百年写的。
And the book of Isaiah was written about 800 before the birth of Jesus Christ.
它是旧约的福音书，里面有很多主耶稣的预言。
And the book of Isaiah was like the gospel book in the Old Testament.
所以整个这个历史好像神在写一个剧本。
If we look at the history, it's like God was writing a script.
然后时间到，那个剧本一幕一幕一直演出来。
When time comes, then all these things that he wrote about became true.
那主耶稣出来传福音，圣经怎么说呢？
So what did the Bible say about Jesus coming out to preach?
说坐在黑暗的百姓看见大光。
Verse 16 says, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light.
坐在死荫的人有光照他们。
And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
死亡好像一个黑影。
Death is like a darkness.
随时要把我们抓住。
And it wants to come to us at any time.
光一来，那个黑暗就走了。
But when light comes, the darkness departs.
所以人的希望在哪里？
So where is our hope?
人的希望就是得到那个光。
Man's hope is to receive that light.
那个一小小的黑影已经不见了。
So that the speck of darkness will depart.
或那一大片的黑影已经不见了。
Or that big piece of darkness would depart.
我们在前面所看到是光，是希望，是生命。
So that when we look forward, all we see is light and life and hope.
我们最怕的已经变成不怕了。
And the thing that we are most fearful of, we are no longer fearful of.
所以圣经说，死亡被生命吞灭，把它吞掉了。
The Bible said that death has been swallowed up by life.
人类最大的威胁，最大会克服人的死，已经不在了。
The greatest death that we have in this life, which is death, is no longer here.
所以当我们了解到这个事实，我们就很想亲近神。
As we know this fact, then we want to come close to God.
因为我们知道，我一离开神，我就回到黑暗里面。
Because we know that once we depart from God, we return back to darkness.
那是没有希望的。
And that is a life without hope.
谁愿意过一个没有希望的人生呢？
Who wants to live a life without hope?
但是又有很多人选择过没有主耶稣的生活。
But a lot of people choose to live a life without Jesus Christ.
虽然已经信了耶稣。
Even though they have believed in Jesus Christ.
但是选择一个离开光的生活。
But they choose to live a life that departs from the light.
这真的是很可惜的。
That is very pitiful.
所以当我们拥有了这个光，要珍惜它，抓住它。
So once we receive this light, we need to treasure it and grab hold to it.
因为它是生命的光。
Because it is the light of life.
好，我们先来看约翰福音。
Let us turn back to John.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
三十五节。
Verse 35. John 12:35. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going."
这个十二章的三十五节讲得很清楚。
This verse tells us something very clearly.
光在你们中间。
The light is among you.
要趁着光行走。
You should walk while the light is still there.
免得黑暗临到你。
Lest the darkness overtake you.
那在黑暗里走就不知道往哪里去。
He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
什么叫做光在你们中间？
What does it mean that the light is among you?
那个光就是主耶稣本身。
That light is Jesus Christ.
有主耶稣同在，就是光在我们中间。
When Jesus Christ abides with us, that means light is among us.
那如果我们被黑暗笼罩。
But if darkness come upon us,
我们就是不知道往哪里去啊。
Then we don't know where we're walking to.
所以如果我们在开车。
When we're driving.
在一个野外荒郊野外
in the wilderness
忽然间车灯坏了
and suddenly our headlights broke
你没有办法开的
then we're unable to drive
为什么
why
没有光你不晓得开到哪里去
because without light we don't know where to drive to
那不知道开到哪里去再往前开就迷失了
and if you can't see where you're driving to and you continue to drive then you will be lost
所以主耶稣是光
Therefore, Jesus Christ is the light.
他照我们的前面，我们才看得清楚，到底我最后要到哪里去。
Only when He shines in front of us, we know where we're going.
然后我要怎么从那里到我最后的目标
？Then we will know from there how we get to our final destination.
我们常常在讲人生到底最后到哪里去
？We often think about the question, where do we go at the end of our life?
我们来看约翰十四章。
Let's turn to John 14.
约翰十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这里说没有借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Here says that no one comes to the Father except through me.
当我们小的时候，谁不愿意回家呢？
When we were young, all of us want to return home.
大家都想回家。
Everyone wants to go home.
家里有父母的爱。
Because there we could have the love of our parents.
家庭有温暖。
We could feel the warmth.
回家真好。
It is good to return home.
所以对一个小孩子来讲，家就是天堂。
To a little kid, home is like heaven.
但是等我们长大了
But as we grow up,
我们发现我们的父母就开始年老了
We notice that our parents are growing old
他没有办法永远照顾我们
They're unable to take care of us forever
因为他们也是人
Because they're mere humans
然后等一下我们有自己的家
And then we set up our own family
那忽然间我们就发现我们人在这个世界上好像很脆弱
And suddenly we realize that we're so frail in this world
有时候连我们自己的家也很难把它照顾到没有问题
Sometimes we feel that we're unable to protect our family and to make sure that it has no problem
我们可以尽量但是有很多事情我们还是做不到
We can try our best but we may not be able to do everything
因为我们是人
Because we're just humans
但是我们打开圣经来看
But when we open to the Bible and read,
我们发现我们还有另外一个家。
We notice that we have another family.
因为我们还有另外一个父亲。
Because we have another father.
圣经说，一神就是众人的父。
The Bible says that there's only one God who is the father of all.
我们往上推，我们是从父母来的。
And when we look at where we come from, we know that we came from our parents.
父母从他的父母来的。
And our parents come from their parents.
一直推，推到最后，我们是亚当的后代。
When you keep looking upward, then we notice that we are all the descendants of Adam.
那亚当再往前推呢？
And what about looking forward?
圣经说亚当是神的儿子。
And the Bible said that Adam is the son of God.
人是神的儿子。
So humans are the sons of God.
神是人的父亲。
And God is our father.
所以那个本，我们人的根本在哪里？
So what is the source of human being?
或者说饮水思源，那个源在哪里？
So where is the beginning of humankind?
那个源，那个本就是神本身了。
So the beginning of humankind and the source is God himself.
所以我们要追回到我们跟神好像父子一样的关系。
So we need to return back to the relationship with God as if He's our Father.
一神，他就是我们的来源，是我们的父亲。
This one God, He is our source, our beginning. He's our Father.
有哪一个父亲不爱孩子呢
？Is there a father that does not love his own son?
天父更爱我们。
This heavenly Father loves us even more.
所以当我们能够追回到我们那个根本，我们天上的父亲。
So if we can return back to our source, our Father in heaven,
他的恩典是丰富的。
His grace is so abundant.
他没有一件事情不能做。
There is nothing that he cannot do.
他是爱我们。
He loves us so much.
所以当我们回到他的身旁，我们是生活是何等的享受。
So when we return back to him, then we will be able to enjoy life.
所以人生的集中追求是什么？
So what is our ultimate pursuit in life?
就是要追求我们人类的根本。
It is to pursue our source.
我们现在的人生活舍本逐末，就是把根本放掉了，一直在追求这个后面的。
So today, the way we live our life is that we depart from our source and go and pursue after other things.
真的能够满足我们小孩子的是父母的爱。
But what really can satisfy our children are the love of the parents.
但是有的父母他不知道。
But some parents don't know that.
他以为要让小孩子快乐，就是要给他新的玩具、新的东西、新的什么东西。
So they feel that in order to make their children happy, they will give them toys and gifts.
所以小孩子物质一大堆。
So the children may have a lot.
但是心灵没有满足。
But they're not satisfied in their heart.
那这样小孩子很容易变坏。
That's why it is very easy for them to have bad behavior.
他会去找刺激。
Because they're looking for excitement.
因为他没有家庭的温暖，他没有父母的爱。
Because they didn't feel the love of their parents, and they didn't feel any warmth in the family.
所以要让小孩子觉得很幸福，那个根本是父母的爱，家庭的温暖。
So in order to make our children feel very joyful and happy, we have to give them love.
所以我们人活在这个世界上最根本就是要体会神的爱。
So our basic needs in this world is to be able to feel the love of our Father.
感受神的同在。
And the abidance of God.
那我们活着就很满足。
So that we can be so content in this world.
那物质高感谢神，物质低也感谢神，有衣有食就知足。
So whether we have a lot, we give thanks to God. If we have little, we give thanks to God, and we become content in whatever situation we're in.
这是我们人一个基本的生活圣经的概念。
This is a basic principle of how to live according to the Bible.
但是我们在主耶稣的光照之下，我们对人生才有一个理念，到底我前面的路我要怎么去经营，要怎么走。
Under the light of Jesus Christ, we're able to see very clearly how we're going to walk in this life.
那如果我们失去了主耶稣，
But if we lose Jesus Christ,
失去了他这个光的引导，
We lose the guidance of his light.
我们不晓得去追求根本。
We don't know that we are supposed to pursue after the source.
就一直在外面这个外围，特别在物质上这样一直在追求。
We keep pursuing after the material things of this world, which is the peripheral.
拥有很多，内心很空虚。
We might have a lot, but we feel so empty inside.
没有幸福感。
We don't feel blissful.
所以耶稣是光，他告诉我们。
Jesus Christ is the light, and he tells us that.
他说要回到父那里去。
He is going back to the Father.
那这个回到父那里去，就也是指着我们离开世界的时候要回到天父那里。
This means that when we die and depart from this world, we return back to the Father.
就是回到天国。
We return back to the heavenly kingdom.
那是真实的。
That is true.
所以我们是天上的国民，在地上做客人。
We are the citizen of heaven, but we are sojourners in this world.
所以每次我们看到这个圣经的应许，我们就觉得我们很尊贵。
Every time we look at the promises of the Bible, we feel that we have such an honor.
我们在世界上算不了什么。
Because this world is nothing.
但是我是父亲的王子。
But we are the prince of the Father in heaven.
我的人生是充满着希望。
So my life is full of hope.
我要回到父那里去。
Because I will return back to my Father in heaven.
那一旦没有主耶稣，我们就失去了这个最基本的概念，到底我活着要做什么。
But without the light of Jesus Christ, we will lose this basic concept of why we live in this world.
没有神在地上想要建设天国，这不可能的。
Without God and we want to establish heaven on earth, that is impossible.
没有神，我要在我的家里面建设天国，这是不可能的。
Without God, we want to establish heaven in our home, that is impossible.
天国能够实现，是因为主耶稣在我们中间。
The reason that heaven can be realized on earth is because Jesus Christ is among us.
家庭能够变天国，是因为主耶稣，神的国在里面实现。
The fact that our family can become heaven is because Jesus Christ is in our home.
耶稣就是光。
Jesus Christ is the light.
跟从他，我们人生的方向才不会走偏。
If we follow him, then our direction in life will not be deterred.
我们才知道我们要追求什么。
Then we know what we're pursuing after.
好，我们现在回来看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
好，约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书的第一章，第二章。
chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
第十节。
Verse 10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him.
第十一节。
Verse 11, but he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
我们在处理人际关系或者弟兄姊妹的关系，有一点非常重要。
There's something very important when we deal with interpersonal relationships.
就是不可以有恨。
That is, that we cannot have hate.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经说神就是爱。
Because the Bible tells us that God is love.
然后在约翰一书第一章的第五节哈，神就是光。
And in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, it says that God is light.
这个是并存的。
And that exists
together,
coexists.
因为神是爱，所以神是光。
Because God is love, that's why He is light.
所以如果没有爱，就不在光里面，因为神是光。
Without love, then we are not in the light because God is light.
所以在第二章的里面说，恨就在黑暗里面。
That's why in chapter 2 it says that if we have hatred in our heart, then we live in darkness.
所以一旦人进到恨里面，就跟光明的神没有相交。
And once we enter into hatred, then we have no fellowship with God.
就是没有团契啊。
That means we have no communion with Him.
神不可能住在我们里面。
Because it is impossible for God to live in us.
因为被恨充满，就是被黑暗充满。
Because when we're filled with hatred, we're filled with darkness.
如果光进来，我们就被爱充满。
Once the light comes into us, then we are filled with love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以有时候我们祷告障碍在哪里？
Sometimes when we pray to God, what is our obstacle?
不是我没有信心，我也相信有神，我相信神会听我祷告。
It's not because we have no faith, because we believe in Him.
那怎么祷告都不没有办法达到神面前。
But no matter how we pray, we're unable to reach God.
因为我们里面有恨。
That's because we have hatred in our heart.
我们在黑暗里面。
We live in darkness.
神的光没有办法照进来。
So the light of God are unable to come in.
因为我们坚持在恨里面。
Because we insist on staying in hatred.
如果神进来，光就进来，恨就走掉了。
So once the light of God comes in, then the hatred would depart.
所以神是光。
Because God is light.
就是表示我们活在爱里面。
We live in love.
那我们再看第二个哈，这个离开神的光可怕在哪里
？Secondly, what is so fearful about departing from the love of the light of God?
十一节。
Verse 11.
我们刚刚读过，在黑暗里行。也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼瞎。
So he who walks in darkness does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
一旦人有恨，就会不知道往哪里去。
Once a person is filled with hatred, then he does not know where he's going.
因为在黑暗里面，看不到前面的方向。
Because he can't see in front of him, so he's lost.
所以有时候，如果你遇到一个已经离开教会、不来教会的人。
So when you meet a person who has departed from the church,
你跟他谈深一点，常常会发现呢，他一定是对哪一个人不满，或者对哪一个人充满着恨。
When you talk deeper with him, you will find out that the reason he departed from the church is because he disliked or hated some people in the church.
那当一个人充满着不满跟恨，人所做的都是出于这种动机来反映一切。
And so once a person dislikes someone or are dissatisfied with someone, then everything that he does is because of this motivation.
那这跟主耶稣在世界上做事的动机不一样。
And that is totally different from the motivation of Jesus Christ while he was on earth.
你看主耶稣被钉在十字架，他看那些人，主耶稣不是恨他。
When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and he looked at the people who crucified him, he did not look at them with hatred.
主耶稣觉得他很可怜。
He felt that they were pitiful.
因为他不知道他在做什么。
Because they didn't know what they were doing.
所以主耶稣说：“神啊，你赦免他们。”
So Jesus Christ prayed to God to forgive these people who hurt him.
那当我们再看
，And if we look at it，
文士、法利赛人为什么要把主耶稣钉在十字架上
？Why did the Pharisees want to crucify Jesus Christ on the cross？
就是恨呐。
It's because of hatred.
那当一个人有恨，
when a person is filled with hatred，
虽然圣经会倒背如流，我们做每一个决定啊，不是从爱出来，就是由于恨出来。
Even though a person is so well versed in the Bible, but everything that he does will be out of hatred.
那离开神就越来越远了。
Then he would be further and further away from God.
那祷告就越来越没有感觉。
And he would have no feelings in his prayer.
那一旦有恨，跟弟兄姊妹的关系就越来越疏远了。
And once he has hatred, then his relationship with brothers and sisters would be more and more distant.
那到最后，信仰就觉得越来越没有力量。
Then he'll feel that he's so weak in his faith.
天国路越来越走不下去。
And then the path of the heavenly kingdom is harder to walk on.
最后就离开了。
And at last he will depart from the church.
所以主耶稣就是光。
Jesus Christ is the light.
他就是爱。
He is love.
在爱里面就是在光里面。
When we're in love, then we're in the light.
我们知道我们在走哪里，哪一条路。
Then we know which path we're taking.
我们要走主耶稣喜欢的路。
We are taking the path that Jesus Christ delights in.
这样才不会迷失我们的方向。
So that we will not be lost.
那迷失了，有时候一生就找不回来了。
If we are lost, then sometimes we can never return back to the path.
我们现在看，回来看约翰福音十二章。
Let us turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
三十六节。
Verse 36. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
这个地方说，三十六节啊，你们趁着应该有光，信从这个光，使你们成为光明之子。
So while you have the light, believe in the light, so you can become the sons of light.
我们神是光，我们做神的儿女就在光里面。
God is light, and when we become His sons, then we're in the light.
那我们要做光明的儿女。
And we become the sons of light.
这是很自然的结果。
And that is a natural thing that would happen.
父亲是光。
If our father is the light.
那父亲的光遮盖孩子，所以孩子一定是活在光明里面。
And the light of the father shining to the children, then the children also live in the light.
那这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
第九节。
Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
十一节。
Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Verse 13, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light.
有几件事情我们不会做，如果我们是光明的子女。
If we are the sons of light, there are a few things that we would never do.
13节。
Verse 13.
受的责备就被光显明。
The things that are exposed are made manifest by the light.
Expose, 英文叫 expose. 那 expose 之前是什么？需要遮盖。
So before something is exposed, you hide them.
所以我们做基督徒啊，没有一件事情我们不能公开。
As Christian, there are nothing that we do that cannot be exposed.
这个叫做光明之子。
This is called the sons of light.
那你就需要遮盖怕别人知道的行为，这个就是在黑暗里面。
If there are actions that we need to hide and not let anyone know, then this is living in darkness.
我们的私生活。
The way we live our life.
你看的网站。
The things that we watch on the internet.
我们看的电视节目。
The TV shows that we watch.
我们别人知道，我们不会觉得，我们不需要遮盖。
Are those the things that we don't need to hide?
或者说我们做生意，我们做生意的方法手段，我不需要遮盖。
Or the ways we do business, do we need to hide them?
或者说报税的季节，我的税表你可以来 audit， 不需要遮盖。
The ways that we file our taxes, can everyone come and audit it?
这个是光明之子。
That's If so, then we are the sons of light.
第一个不需要遮盖。
The sons of light, first of all, we don't need to hide anything.
第二个。
Secondly,
不会被责备。
We will not be rebuked for what we do.
最容易责备是我们的良心。
The thing that rebukes us the most is our conscience.
为什么有时候我们没有不会喜乐？
Because of that, we are unhappy.
良心不平安。
Because we don't have a clear conscience.
良心不平安就不会喜乐，平安跟喜乐连在一起的。
If we feel peaceful in our heart, then we will feel joyful because they're related.
没有说一个人活得很喜乐，天天良心不安，不会这样。
There would not be a person who is always joyful but have unclear conscience.
所以我们要第一个活光明之子，不需要遮盖，然后不会不怕被显露。
So the as sons of the light, we will not be afraid of being exposed, and also we're not afraid of being rebuked.
十二节说提起来也是可耻，就不会羞耻的。
And verse 12 says that it is shameful even to speak of those things.
如果被人知道会羞耻的，就不在光明里面。
So if the actions that we do are shameful, then we are not the sons of light.
若做基督徒，应该是不需要遮盖，被人知道不会羞耻，良心不会责备，那我们就活在光明里面。
So if we live our life and we don't have anything we need to hide, we don't feel shameful, and we're not afraid to be rebuked, then we live in the light.
这是我们一个很实际要努力的目标。
And that is a goal that we need to strive forward.
原则抓住了，很多的细节怎么做，我们自己就知道了。
Once we have the principle down, then we know how to do it in details.
我这个事情会羞耻吗？
We just ask ourselves, if I do this, would I feel shameful?
需要遮盖吗？
Do I need to hide what I do?
我的良心会平安吗？
Would my conscience be clear?
那这样我们就是在光明里面。
And if not, then we are able to live as sons of light.
好，我们现在看约翰第三章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 3.
好，约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
十九节。
Verse 19.
到二十一节。
To 21. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. 20, for everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. 21, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
所以说有一些人他不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Here it says that some people does not like the light, but they like darkness.
因为行为是恶的。
Because their deeds were evil.
你在一个公司上在一个政府部门上班，每一个都贪，只有你一个不贪，你能够存活吗？
If you work in the government department and everyone takes bribe except you, would you be able to survive there?
一群朋友，每一个人都醉酒，只有我不醉酒，我能够存活吗？
Among your friends, everyone likes to get drunk except you. Would you be able to survive there?
光会显露黑暗。
Light will expose darkness.
所以黑暗会恨恶光。
Therefore, darkness would hate the light.
因此，如果我们真的活在光明里面
，So if we truly live in the light,
我们就离开了罪。
We depart from sin.
那一些朋友会渐渐离开。
And those friends would slowly depart from us.
如果我们真的活在光明里面
，If we truly live in the light,
一些新的朋友会一直靠近。
You will have new friends coming to you.
那个就是爱真理、行真理的人。
And those who are the people who love the light and like the truth.
所以我们要住在光明里。
So we need to live in the light.
一定要离开不义。
We need to depart from unrighteousness.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
313.
313.
我们站立低头来默祷。
Let's remain standing and say a prayer together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，你来到世间，把光带给我们。
Dear Lord, you have brought light into this world.
在你的光里面，我们看到生命。
In your light, we see life.
在你的光里面，我们看到盼望。
In your light, we see hope.
在你的光里面，我们看到永生。
In your light, we see eternal life.
主啊，你的光是何等的奇妙。
Dear Lord, your light is so amazing.
求你的光永远照亮我们。
May your light shine upon us forever.
使我们人生道路不走偏。
So that we will walk in the right path.
能够一直回到你的国度。
And return to your heavenly kingdom.
与你永远同在。
To be with you forever.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
荣耀颂赞归于你。
May all glory and praise be unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息。
Let's rest.